Hey, it's Azure Friday. We're here with Elliot Hamai. We're talking about Azure websites and a new magical button that you've made.
yeah.
I think it's magical.
yeah, so I'm here to talk about the Azure Deploy button. Essentially, we have several different ways of deploying code to Azure websites today. Mm-hmm. And it's easy enough if you're deploying your own code, but if you have to deploy somebody else's code, it can be difficult because you don't understand all the dependencies and requirements of that app. Mm-hmm. And so this button kind of makes it easier for not only for end users to deploy other people's code, but to make it to give app owners the ability to control how their app gets deployed into Azure. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to go through a quick demo here. Mm-hmm. I have a simple Hello World demo. This is a static index.html file with a README markdown file. And in GitHub, that README file shows up like this.
Okay.
So here you can see we have our Deploy to Azure button. And if I click on that, it's going to open up our deploy site. Well, first, I got to log in.
These are your Azure credentials?
Yes.
OK. So you clicked on the button, and then you showed up here.
Yes. So here you can see this is the repository that I'm going to actually deploy my code from.
OK.
And the branch. And I actually belong to a few different directories. So I'm just going to switch.
This is a, oh, I see. This is your Azure account, basically.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And so here I have the correct subscription that I want. Mm-hmm. And because I didn't specify any kind of special templates or anything to control the deployment process, this is kind of the default fields that will show up. I'm just going to go with the defaults.
Okay.
And as you can see here, we do a little preview, which tells you that we're going to create a website.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to click deploy.
It's weird because we zoomed in.
Yeah, we zoomed in. So this it's starting the deployment process.
Mm-hmm. So you're automating Azure? Are you doing what I would have done had I done it from the command line? Are you calling the Azure backend services and the kinds of things that I can automate?
Yeah, if you're using the Azure Resource Manager in mm-hmm. the backend through like CLI or through like PowerShell. I can actually show you, or maybe I'll go back to that after.
So setting up source control, so that's going to make it automatically continue to deploy as that site gets updated, right? Are we setting up a webhook here?
Yes. What we're doing is we're linking it to your GitHub account that we had from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
And then we're pulling your code from there, building it, and then deploying it to your site.
What if it's not my code? What if it's someone else's code?
It's used for any public repository. So any repo that has the button installed on it
mm-hmm.
Can deploy here.
And then what happens if that repo updates? Will my website get updated?
Well, not automatically. Mm-hmm. Right here, there's a manage button, which will take you to the portal. And from there, you can actually do another sync.
Oh, OK, cool.
Yeah. So just going to click on the site to prove that we actually deployed it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's it. So this is great and everything if you want just a simple website without any other dependencies. But real live apps are usually more complicated than that. So I have another demo here I have a fork of the Jabber project, which mm-hmm. is a chat client that has a database dependency.
It's pretty sophisticated. It's got SignalR, and
right.
it's got, you know, it can scale out. It's a non-trivial website.
Right, exactly. And so, all I added in order to get this to deploy to an Azure website was this Azure deploy.json file, which is an ARM or Azure Resource Manager template that allows you to customize the deployment process.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to take a quick look at that. So in this file, you can see this is just a standard template. Mm-hmm. There's a parameter section, and all of these different parameters in here are what's going to actually show up in the UI.
So that's kind of like a declaration of I need all of these things, and then you're going to generate a form from that?
Yes. Yeah. And some of these parameters actually have special values and like, or special behaviors in the UI. And I actually wrote a blog post that kind of talks about that some more.
Mm-hmm.
And so after all of the parameters, we have our resources. And in this template, you have two primary resources. The first one is a SQL Azure server section. Mm-hmm. And within that, you create a database. And then below that, we actually have our website, which has a config section that has a connection string that points to your database. Mm-hmm. And you have a source control section, which points to your GitHub account to pull your source control and build it and deploy.
Now, this might look kind of complicated, but at the same time, I can see things that I recognize within it.
Right.
Where would I get one of these as my template? Like, this seems like a good template for a basic website with a
SQL
server.
So usually what I recommend to people to use is the Azure PowerShell commandlets. Mm-hmm. From there, you can actually download all the existing templates that are in our gallery and use that as a reference to build your own template. Mm-hmm.
And you named this AzureDeploy.json. That name is magic and meaningful?
Yes. Yeah. So whenever we see that file, we're going to know to use that file rather than the default ARM template to deploy your site.
When you did deploy to Azure on the Hello World, it asked you about, you know, free versus shared and the name and whatnot. What will it say if you try to deploy this one? You'll get a second page?
No. Why don't we just take a look?
Let's do it.
All right.
And when you click on that button, how does it know that it's this repo? From the referrer?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yeah, we send a... Yes, it looks at the referrer header that's passed into to the deployment site. Mm-hmm. But you can also specify... Actually, let me go back real quick. If we look at the README file...
The README is where you added the button?
Yes.
Okay. So here's the raw code for the README. Oh, here we go.
So if you wanted to add your own button, I mean, you can see it's not really complicated. All this is just a standard href HTML, and it has a link to our site, mm-hmm. and it has a reference to this button image. So if you wanted to, you could customize that button with your own image if you wanted, or you can even use like standard Markdown notation if you don't want to use HTML. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to place the button on a different website or that's not hosted within GitHub, you could actually add a query string called repository, which actually has the URL of the GitHub repository you want to deploy.
Ah, okay. So if I wanted to put this button on my blog post about my open source application, mm-hmm. I say Azure deploy ? And then repository, and I point to where I want
Correct.
To come from.
Yes.
Thereby overriding the referrer.
Exactly.
All right, cool. Yep. So then what do we see if we try to deploy Jabber, which is a more sophisticated website?
Let's see here.
Right, we saw this part before.
Yep, so you notice it says Jabber here. And
okay.
Now it's the exact same thing, except now we have SQL variables here. Mm-hmm. So we filled in a few defaults here. I'm just going to...
And what if my site needed some very specific configuration information, like a username or something that's totally specific to my site? That would be another box.
Yeah, exactly. And you can just modify the ARM template to have those input parameters.
And then I would put it into an XML file or a text file or somewhere. How would the ARM template know that input then goes somewhere and I need to put it somewhere?
Well, I mean, it really depends on the back end of what is required. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you can only fill in values that are actually expected for the specific resource provider that you're trying to talk to.
Uh-huh.
So in that case...
So like Redis or like what kind of things do we have resource providers for? Because this deploy to Azure thing could become very sophisticated. You could mm-hmm. deploy entire farms of sites
right.
with one button.
Yeah, like Redis or Application Insights or basically anything that's supported by the new Ibiza portal today. Is supported by the Azure Resource Manager.
Very cool.
Yeah. So I'm not going to do a full deployment, but if you do a preview,
you can see that's
actually going to do SQL Azure here.
Cool. So people can go to AzureDeploy.net, and they can get all information on how to set this up.
I have a blog post that kind of documents all that information.
What should we search for to find that?
Actually, if you go to eliothamai.wordpress.com.
If I visit AzureDeploy.net, what happens if I just go there and it's the first time I've been there and I didn't actually tell you where?
Well, today it'll actually tell you that it can't detect which repository you want to deploy because it doesn't have the referrer header.
We should send it to your blog post. So this is the Deploy to Azure button.
Yes.
Cool. We're learning about how to deploy Azure websites and even more here on Azure Friday.